What do training wheels imply? In his course, Public Policy 283, Ethics in an Unjust World, Dr. Adam Hollowell, PhD, conducts a blind survey in which he asks his students, given $100, a cell phone, and 2 hours, could you buy drugs in this building? Professor Hollowell says, the first year I did the survey, students were very resistant to the conclusions of the exercise. The results came back 92% yes, and I said, okay then, this building is a drug market. They didn't like that. They said things like, this is your fault because you gave us $100. You expanded the range of what we could buy. Students don't quite know how to talk about the passage of money and substances between Duke and Durham. I've never been able to get a straight answer on what percentage of illegal substances ingested on this campus pass through the Durham drug market. Yet I think that students are often more aware of their privilege than they're given credit for. I do not know how much behavior change is happening as a product of this awareness, however. Anonymous student perspectives. Duke students don't tend to consider the impact that their purchase of substances poses on the community, such as creating demand for substances that Durham community members can get arrested for possessing and selling. They also don't consider the special legal treatment they get here by the police for offenses like marijuana possessions that many others don't. Consider this. The criminalization of substance use implies that addiction to illicit drugs will also be criminal in nature.